ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting topic. And that topic is about what are the etiquettes of a judge. Of course, here by judge, we mean a judge, the judge who sits in the court and passes judgment over cases, legal cases. In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the hadiths which have been passed down to us from the infallibles, alayhim as-salam, regarding this topic. In one beautiful hadith, Imam Ali, alayhi salam, he said this to a person named Shuray, who he had appointed as a judge. Do not whisper to anyone in your court. And if you get angry, leave, and do not judge while you are angry. So one of the etiquettes of the judge is that he should not pass judgment whilst he is angry, at the time he is angry. In the book Da'im al-Islam, a famous book, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade a judge to pass judgment whilst being angry, hungry, or tired. So one of the etiquettes of the judge is that he should not pass judgment while he is overcome by sleep or he is excessively tired. Also, in another interesting hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the judge should not pass judgment between two people unless he is satiated with food and water. So a condition for the judge is that he should not pass judgment while he is hungry or thirsty excessively, such that it could, you know, affect his judgment. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrated, a person was a guest of the commander of the faithful and stayed with him for some days. He then presented him with a prior dispute that he had not mentioned to the commander of the faithful. The Imam alayhi salam said the following to him, are you making a formal complaint? He said, yes. The Imam said, transfer from us, meaning leave our house. For the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam forbade the hosting of a plaintiff for one for whom one is judge, unless the rival plaintiff is also with him. So one of the etiquettes of a judge is that he should not host any of the plaintiffs as a guest. In the book Mustadrak al-Wasail, it's been narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the judge to favor one of the plaintiffs over the other by looking at him too much or paying more attention to him, and he also forbade suborning witnesses. And so this is another one of those etiquettes of the judge. The judge should not suborn the witness, and he should not favor one witness over the other by excessively looking at him or paying too much attention to him to the detriment of the other. In one hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this to Imam Ali, when two people bring a case against each other before you to be judged, do not judge the first before you hear out the second. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the etiquettes of judges in the light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhim as-salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio, with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.